Flavours of the Week.
With Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
And it's Steph Moon time. Good evening, Steph.
Hey, Will. How are you doing?
I tell you what, we're going to need to wrap up warm over the next few days. So, snow showers forecast for Sunday afternoon.
Oh,
heavy
I
snow.
Know. Oh.
And wintry showers overnight tonight. We'll keep you posted here on Stray FM. And are you out and about this weekend, Steph?
Well, I'm working at Newby Hall this weekend. I'm doing a shoot dinner, so that'll be good fun. And
what's on the menu at the shoot dinner?
Game, Yorkshire
yes,
game.
That makes
estate,
sense.
Estate produce, all the way.
Absolutely fantastic. And Steph, you joined us in Boroughbridge yesterday for the Christmas lights switch
day.
I know you're very, very proud of the town and love
absolutely,
getting behind it.
Absolutely. That is an amazing town full of local small producers, small stallholders. You know, and there's no big chains in there. It's refreshing to see. It makes me very proud to walk down that
high We've been street. Saying it for a couple of days now, Strip. Some fabulous independent local shops. I certainly not living far away from Boroughbridge like you. I'm going to be spending some more time in the town and certainly doing some more shopping around there. It's great, isn't it?
It is. It is cracking. I must admit, I go there a lot. It's, you know, I'm a big fan. What can I say?
Lovely stuff. Okay, and Christmas, you know, I think we're 18 sleeps to go on the breakfast show this morning with Nick. Just around the corner. So tonight, lots of people will be having Christmas parties this weekend.
Yeah.
Steph, you've come up with the idea of doing some Christmas canapés with a local twist on them.
Absolutely. And, you know, we have some great local producers, so let's showcase these guys. So we're starting off, Will. I'm going to start you off nice and gently. We've got here some Ribblesdale goat's cheese. It's served on a beetroot wrap, so I've stamped out the shape of the beetroot wrap to a nice circle, baked that through the oven so it's gone crispy and it's a bit like a cracker, like a biscuit cracker. Then I've piped on the Ribblesdale goat's cheese curd, which is very creamy and you don't need to mess with it. Served on some toasted walnuts, a sprinkle of cinnamon, and just a lovely little herb garnish.
And is that a winning combination then? So,
well, it's good because you've got the kind of crunchy of the walnuts, the soft of the cheese.
In fact, I'm just trying that.
Yeah.
That goat's cheese is just, it's really got some flavour to
it. Yeah, it's gorgeous. Absolute cracking local product. Then, Will, we're going to move over the other side from Ribblesdale. We're now in Ilkley, Will.
Okay, yep.
Tour
of the Stray FM area.
Yeah, absolutely. We're in Ilkley and we're rocking on to Dave Lishman's Butchers.
Oh, award-winning Butcher of the Year. We love having Dave on Stray FM.
Oh, well, he is a legend. And what we've done is we've taken a great product of his. He makes some cracking cured meats. And this is copper. This is Ilkley copper.
Now, we're not thinking of the police variety.
No, we're not. Not the boys in blue. This is a fantastic cured meat. And we're simply serving that with some cranberry relish. Very simple. Then we've got some butternut toasted with some Yorkshire honey. So we're coming back now. We're into the Harrogate area with some Yorkshire honey from Harrogate. We've got some toasted pine nuts on there. And we're crushing amaretti biscuits, which are those little Italian biscuits that you have sometimes with coffee when you go to Italian restaurants. But that goes great with the honey roast butternut and the pine nuts.
So just talk to me about this one that we're just about to have then, this honey one, Steph. So how did you start with that? Sorry.
So, so you take your butternut squash, roast it off in the oven with some lovely Yorkshire honey, drizzle the honey on there and just turn it a few times, a bit of oil, a bit of butter. Turn it a few times and it makes a lovely buttery sort of lovely flavour onto the butternut squash. And then we're just serving that with some toasted pine nuts and some crushed amaretti biscuits. They're those sort of crunchy biscuits that you have with your coffee in Italian restaurants. So, but it goes really well. It's a classic, is that? And then the last one, Will, is a little bit different. We are serving a gyozo dumpling, and I know you. I know you've had these before.
Have I?
Yeah, absolutely. They are a bit like a wonton wrapper.
Oh yeah, I can see.
But what we've done is we've steamed them and we've filled them up with some Mackenzie smoked salmon.
Yes, well, we've got Mackenzie's on the show in a bit,
which is great. And we've got in there as well. We've got the steamed dumpling. With some vegetables running through. So it's a bit of a take. A lot of people do smoked salmon on toast at Christmas.
They do.
And
my mum does that.
Yep. And it's a great thing, but this is a bit different, a bit quirky.
Well, I'll advise my mum to go a bit
dumplings.
Different. And very quickly, before we get the wine to go with these canapés, out of the different canapés that you've just selected for us and that we've tried there this evening, what would you say is the easiest and what would you say is the hardest to go with there?
I would say the easiest one is Dave Lishman's, because you open the packet and it does the talking itself.
No, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And what about the hardest stuff?
The hardest one is probably the salmon dumpling, because you have to chop your vegetables to make your wok fried veg, and then you have to mix through the smoked salmon.
Well, maybe I won't tell my mum.
Tell her,
Steph, to your cooking capabilities there. Steph that I've got sat in front of me, I wasn't talking, but my mum's also called Steph, just to clear up, not Steph that's sat in front of me, two Stephs. Steph,
well,
thank you very
name,
much.
Will.
Steph that you sat in front of me. You're with me for the rest of the show this evening, as always, and let's get some wine to go along with these lovely canapés.
Oh, no.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week. On Stay FM.